The Big Ten is rebooting the football season. We're talking about it here on the morning show as the Badgers prepare to open with Illinois at home without fans packing Camp Randall on October 24th. What kinds of safety protocols should the Big Ten or the UW put in place to protect players, staff, anyone on the field and in the stands? Do you think fans should be allowed at games? Conversation right here. We're getting a read on it. 800-642-1234. Colton Bartholomew is the Badgers football beat reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal and Madison.com. Colton, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So why did the Big Ten reverse course here? Why did the Big Ten decide to revisit its decision and then change and start fall sports?
Sure. So I think, first off, you've got a lot of people that are in the Big Ten between administrators and coaches and players and a large body of people that wanted to play football this fall. So those people got together with the medical teams that are on place in these campuses. And they really kind of started looking at what the possibilities were. And the biggest keys to bringing football back this fall were the availability of rapid antigen testing and daily antigen testing. And that really wasn't available until, I would say, the middle of September was that the more most realistic. So once that was locked in, then it kind of became, all right, what else do we need to do to make this as safe as possible? And I think the other part of it is the amount of people that they have seen on these campuses have the ability to do the contact tracing that's necessary. And then also the way that they've adjusted the protocols that they have if someone tests positive, so that, on the chance that someone does test positive on a football team, they're going to be isolated for at least 3 weeks. And they've got all these things in order now. That they got enough for the presidents, or actually all of the presidents in the Big Ten, to vote that they could play football under these parameters.
So they're more organized, got more tools, more buy-in. But let me ask you this. There was an absolute uproar among parents when the Big Ten postponed fall sports last month. Do you think pressure from parents of athletes had anything to do with the decision to reverse course?
I think maybe it just showed that there was enough of us there's enough support on the idea of playing. It wasn't like the Big Ten called off the season and then everyone kind of just said, oh yeah, that's okay. That's the right move. Given even the situation that we're in, there were still enough people that wanted to have a football season and wanted to try to make it work. So I think maybe that helped a little bit, but I think the biggest thing was that the science was there and the ability to play football as safely as possible, given the times, was probably the bigger factors.
Will parents be in the stands?
Parents will, but no one else will. They're not going to be doing any public ticket sales, no season tickets, as we've seen already. That's across the Big Ten. So I know they're working on campus by campus what's going to be allowed for visiting parents, because the idea is they want all parents of all the teams to be able to go to home and road games, if they're financially able to travel on their own and things like that. But the idea right now is to just have parents and families of coaches in the stands and no one else.
So looking at the UW football team circumstances, they were under a 2-week pause because 42 Badger players and staff members had tested positive for COVID since June. What is the status of those players and staff who tested positive?
Well, we're working on that right now. And I know that a different number from the public health partnership here in Dane County and Madison was that it was in the 20s that tested positive since they returned for school. So it's a decent chunk of the roster that was affected. They're starting practice this morning for the Badger football team. So we'll get a number or at least an idea of where they stand right now with their testing. I think the biggest issue that they're going to have is preparing those players for whenever they are able to return, because they have a pretty strict protocol of all the tests they need to go for or go through and all the clearances they need to get before they can return to practice or a game. But I think the issues they're going to have is how long they can be out right now here in this modified training camp they're in before they play. Because like you mentioned off the top, they start about a month against Illinois, and already that's not as much time as they would have liked, given that they didn't have a normal summer or spring practices. So depending on who those players are, I think it's going to be a tough challenge for the Badger football team.
So when does the daily antigen testing start, and what does that look like?
Sure. So at the very latest, it'll start September 30th, and that's a mandate from the Big Ten Conference. Schools, if they're able to secure the tests or have partnerships with different labs that are testing, I know, like, let's say Nebraska, I know is on that list that has all those tests secured and has already started the daily testing. That's one of the things that we need to talk to the Badgers about this week, is when the testing is going to start. But at the very latest, it'll be September 30th. And then that'll go throughout the season, every single day, every player and coach and trainer, anyone that goes on the field during practice will be tested.
Well, we're talking with Colton Bartholomew, who's the Badgers football beat reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal and Madison.com, talking about the Badgers preparing to open the season at home against Illinois. We'll continue this conversation ahead with Colton Bartholomew right here on the Ideas Network. The Badgers host Illinois for their season opener at Camp Randall a month from now. And the UW closes the regular season on December 12th at Iowa. We're talking about it. How do you feel about the Big Ten bringing back conference play? Is it safe? Should fans be allowed in the stands? We're at 800-642-1234. Colton Bartholomew is the Badgers football beat reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal and Madison.com. He stays with us. Colton, how have the Badgers started preparing for this upcoming season? The word flexible has been in the mix, and I'm like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah, so it's kind of weird. So they started training camp back in September for their first iteration of, or excuse me, back in August for the first iteration of what the schedule was going to be. Then it gets postponed, then canceled. Then now they got this new schedule that's kind of a sprint to the finish line, hoping to get all these games in. So,
and there are eight regular games here. Is that right?
There'll be eight scheduled games, and then they'll play a ninth game in the Big Ten.
Okay.
The opponent to be determined later on.
Okay.
So that's part of the flexibility, is that you don't quite know your entire schedule. And then the other part is that just with the amount of, potential issues that there are out there with COVID, and then the ability to field a full practice or possibly have to do, more meetings virtually, other things like that. I think there's just everything's on the table this year. And I think coaches are going to have to do probably their best coaching job in being open to changes and available to players in different ways than just being at practice or being in an in-person meeting. So I think there's a lot of different things that the Badgers are going to have to do to be able to put on a season that's as normal as possible this year.
Well, Meg from Appleton called in, couldn't stay on the line with us. Meg says they work in a school and they think it's unfair that for Meg and other staff members, it takes a week to get COVID tests back. But the football team has these daily antigen tests. What about equal accessibility here?
That's a fair question. There's going to be, issues of fairness throughout this whole season, I think. Part of this is the Big Ten is paying for the daily tests for these schools. Obviously, you've got different schools that have partnerships with labs or other things to have these tests done. But the bill is being footed by the Big Ten. And I know that it's not the most fair process. But, I mean, when you look at what the Big Ten was going to lose in terms of television money and sponsorships and other things like that by not having a football season, spending that money to make sure that those tests happen in a football season as possible is a trade-off that they're willing to make.
And just to clarify, these daily antigen tests, they're going to be saliva spit tests, not the nasal swabs?
That's correct. And then if a player or a staff member or someone else tests positive from the saliva tests, then they'll take a nasal swab to confirm that test to try to, decrease any risks of a false positive.
So what happens if there is an outbreak among players?
There's different thresholds that the Big Ten put in place. I believe it starts at about 2%. If you have over 2% of your team that's been infected, then you got to basically shut down practices or move them to just virtual or in distance practices. And I think it's if you cross over 4.5% to 5% of your team, then you stop all practices and games until your numbers come back down. So there are some pretty stringent policies in place put in by the Big Ten that if there's a breakout or if anybody's, you know, not doing what they need to do virus-wise, then they can't play.
Well, I mean, how big is a team? Is it that percentage based on your players only, on everyone on the field, on your team that's back in the back office? I mean, you know, what are you basing that on?
Sure. So there's two thresholds. There's the just the roster of players, and that's what that 2%, 5% that I was talking about. But then there's also with all the coaches and assistants and staff members, that's a little bit higher of a threshold. You can, I think it's 3% and then 6%. Those different thresholds I mentioned jump up to. So it's considering both the players only and just or in the entire they call it football population. So everybody that's around the program as well.
Well, Colton, where will you be in covering the Illinois game on the 24th of October?
I'm hoping either the press box or some other type of place in Camp Randall, but I am very ready to do whatever you have to do. You know, I think flexibility extends beyond the team and to anyone that's trying to be associated with this football season. You just kind of have to go with the flow. Like we just learned today that we won't be able to go to any practices and watch or do any in-person interviews this year. Everything's going to be over Zoom or other teleconferencing services. So it's going to be a lot of, you know, managing that time and doing the best you can while not being there as much as you're used to.
Colton, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Colton Bartholomew is the Badgers football beat reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal and Madison.com. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.